The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn, so down on the corner the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski camp and
well, kind of, we're talking softball. Let me give you a quick recap here of why Bob Ruland is in the studio. Bob, by the way, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
From Madison, Bob Ruland and Ray Blum have been close friends for 58 years. Over 40 years ago, both used to play competitive softball together on the same team. And Bob, why don't you pick up the story and tell us about how the first ever Madison Senior Softball League got underway?
Well, Ray Blum, as Dick mentioned, we played ball 40 years ago in the adult or the Major League Softball program, and Ray left the program. I continued to play, but Ray goes to Florida every year down to St. Petersburg. He's down there right now. I'll be joining him next Tuesday, and he has been watching a bunch of old men, senior men, play softball. So he came back to Madison last summer, and he sat over here at his condo, and he looked across McKee Park, and he said, I want to play ball again. He called me up, and we started the program, and we contacted our old team that we used to play with 40 years ago. They're all interested in playing, and this is it's an exciting new slow pitch softball league for 2010. It is an opportunity for Madison area men ages 55 and up to play organized games Wednesday mornings against other senior men in a fun, safe environment. GMS promotes team play, good sportsmanship, and participation for all players. Several safety rules minimize the chance of injury. It is open to all teams from the greater Madison area, and games will be played at Madison Goodman Park near the Dane County Coliseum.
Now, we should mention, too, Bob, that you brought in two softballs.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to pick them up here. One of, not that they're heavy, I just had to reach. One of them is, it says it's an official softball. This is solid cork center. This thing, if this hits you, you're in trouble. It's a hard one. And the one you're going to be playing with is a much softer ball, and I'm holding that one as well. And, yeah, that probably wouldn't hurt all that bad if it hit you.
That is a clincher softball, the soft one. And the other one, the hard one, is the regulation softball that they use in Madison for all their fast pitch leagues and surrounding areas.
Now, is this a softball glove? He also brought in a glove. Is that?
I brought my trapper that I used to play when I played for the Farm Tavern 35, 40 years ago. I played first base, and I still have my glove. I have a fielder's glove also. Ray has gotten his glove out of the basement. He's got it all ready to go.
I should read some of these rules, too. So we got a real soft softball. Also, there's no sliding unless you want to. When getting to the bases, you can overrun them as there is no stopping required, so run it off, avoid injury. The exception is third base where there is a commitment line.
That's correct. You round third base, there is a scoring line that you go for, and you once you pass that commitment line and you go across the scoring line, you score. There's no running into the catcher, no touching home base. Everything is designed for safety.
How many people are you looking for in this league?
We're trying to start with four teams, and each team can have as many players as they'd like. 15 would be desirable, but we're shooting for four, and we're going to try to get eight. So we're trying to start a four, and we'll take as many as eight.
And tell us where and when you're going to play.
They'll be playing on Wednesday mornings over at Goodman Park by the Dane County Coliseum, starting at 8:30. We have two diamonds at the Madison Parks has already assigned to us, and the league will be starting on May 12th and run through September 8th. And we do have an organizational meeting on March, actually a deadline for registering is March 26th. And we do have a website, and it's greatermadisonseniorsoftball.com. All the information is there. If anybody has any questions, our phone numbers, our email addresses are on that website. And again, that's greatermadisonseniorsoftball.com.
All right, Bob Ruland, thanks for joining us this morning. This is an excellent idea. And will you report in, please, when this all starts up? We want to get some updates.
We will be doing that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Bob Ruland from the Madison, we'll call it the Greater Madison Senior Softball League, getting underway in May. Get to that website now, greatermadisonseniorsoftball.com. 656.